Welcome to week zero. College football is finally back, and you have two impactful FCS level games this week, with both Southern and Nichols getting to take on critical opponents in week zero. Southern heads to Atlanta for the MEAC SWAC Challenge, where they're going to be put to the test at an opponent that's comparable to what they saw last year whenever they faced Jackson State for a SWAC championship. On the other side of things, back here in Louisiana, Nichols is going to lead a historic Southland Conference game facing Incarnate Word, and is going to have everything that you're looking for, as it is the first domestically played game in the United States. Everybody, this is Keeping It True by You in Louisiana. And welcome back, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the new intro. We certainly enjoy making those types of things, enhancing the quality of life here on the show. But let's get straight into it. You have a matchup going on in Thibodaux that's going to be historic for the Southland Conference and for Nichols themselves. So this is the first time that you're going to see John L. Guidry Stadium and the Southland Conference, believe it or not, open up on national television. They get the rights to go on ESPN2, so they're going to be playing the second fiddle, if you will, to the game in Ireland. So you'll be able to watch both that and Nichols at the same time for those of you going head to head. It'll be very interesting to see what comes of this new roster, this new coaching staff. You have to remember, this is Tommy Rybecki's first year as the head coach. He's been at Nichols for a long time, but he now takes over after you see an over decade long tenure from your previous head coach. It'll be very interesting to see not only that, but you bring in a transfer from New Mexico State who previously had Power 5 experience. I believe that's a situation where the quarterback situation could improve enough to see Nichols be a little bit more competitive. Of course, if you haven't already, I've done full schedule predictions for both these teams. Both Southern and Nichols are available here on the channel if you want to go check those out. Good video, in my opinion, gives you an idea of where I think both these teams are going to land. In the case of Nichols, I mean, look, I know I predicted this one as a loss, which is fine to say. Incarnate Word is the fourth ranked team in the FCS. We should very much not be overlooking that. But it's always a close matchup, believe it or not, between Incarnate Word and Nichols. Now, has Incarnate Word won about five of the last six? Yes. But I think that showed you why the coaching change was made. I think it showed you why there was a choice, and a purposeful choice, to go ahead and start a new era in Thibodaux. And this is one of the things that I think you have to pay attention to when it comes to this game week zero. It's not necessarily even about just fully winning the game because you need to win the game. I think it's going to come down to starting off the tenure right, putting together guys, giving their best performances, and really showing that they are bought into the new system. And personally, I think that everything that they need to do has been showcased so far through training camp and through spring. So I'm really interested. You also have some familiar names if you follow not only Nichols, but Louisiana football. Former LSU player Landon Ibieta is down there. You have of course, Lovelace, who's an amazing player for Nichols. If you haven't seen him so far, he's going to be a defensive impact player. I really like what the Colonels have, and I don't think it's going to be a perfect game by any means, but I'm really excited, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this one, not just here in Keeping It True by You in Louisiana, but don't forget, it is also True Bayou Sports Media primetime day. So as you're watching this one in the morning, don't forget, if you come back in the evening, we will be having our full weekend preview show where we'll talk a little bit more in depth again about this game, about the Saints game, and the news that came out regarding the SEC. Lots of fun things. So don't forget, subscribe to the channel and be looking forward to that one as we get you ready for a full weekend of football, the first NFL and college weekend. Always a fun one, even if it's just preseason for your NFL NFL team. Still a fun one. You got week zero action. You don't normally always get week zero action in Louisiana. That's one thing that I think we need to mention that is important about this week in college sports. Both Southern and Nichols on national TV is something that we don't get. It's a little bit of a treat to get to see the whole state exposure go up and to really show that this product that's being made in this state at all levels is very valuable. And I'm excited to see what all comes from it. But overall, excited about the new era for Nichols, excited to see what comes of it. And on the same note, you have a very similar set of circumstances over at Southern. So let's go ahead and transition. We'll go start talking about the Jaguars now. As you enter the MEAC SWAC Challenge, it is important to remember that Southern is trying to have what could be considered a best season since the Pete Richardson era, since even the Dawson Odoms era. They have the horses, they have the guys who are out there and really performing. You go and you get critical transfers. Again, another LSU transfer going down to the FCS ranks in state, and that's Trey Holly, keeping it at home. And obviously Trey Holly had some issues when it came to why he's now at Southern, but I think this is a talent, and some of you have asked this, and shout out to, you know, reaching out. I always appreciate whenever people reach out, try and get some information and, you know, keep the community lively. You know, you talked about, you know, what could Trey Holly actually be? And when I think about this, I'm thinking, okay, you know, we've seen what happens when natural five stars, when natural four stars play at this level, at, you know, HBCU or FCS level, even for that matter, football. When natural four and five stars get down to that level, it generally means that they are going to be transformational players. So I'm expecting, you know, even though it will be a running back by committee to some degree, it's going to be a situation where you have now the ability to utilize players to their fullest potential because it's not all on one guy, which is surprisingly also the same thing that you're seeing at the at the quarterback position for Southern. You don't name an opening week starter, which I found to be real surprising, even though we know that, you know, they both want to get some playing time, and I'm not necessarily surprised in that matter. You know, Terrence Graves has some interesting plans on how he likes to use his football team, and it netted him success so far, so I can't really doubt the man up to this point. But man, it's unique to see that you don't name the starting quarterback going into week zero for this matter, but week one for Southern's purposes. But don't forget, like I said, you are returning Jalen Woods, who had some pretty good numbers last year. He went, of course, 38 for 66, three interceptions on four touchdowns and 541 yards. That's certainly not a bad year by anyone's stretch whenever you're not coming in as your full-time guy, and played very well in the games that he needed to play. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he does. Of course, you then bring in a transfer from Jackson State, which hypothetically should help you gain further dominance in conference. So certainly could be a win for the Jaguars in that capacity. And look, whenever you go to play these neutral site games, this is always one of the fun things about week zero, week one, opening the year. And, you know, generally it's only been reserved for teams like Southern or LSU up to this point because none of the other conferences put one on. But one of the things I like to see when you play opening week neutral sites, particularly in the case of Southern, is that you are getting a shot to face somebody that you do not have to worry about again until the Celebration Bowl. You have a shot to go out there and play just absolutely lights out football. Don't have to hold back in the playbook very much because, again, you're not going to be facing these people unless you manage to win not only the division in the SWAC, but you then win the SWAC championship, would you ever face NCCU again? So, you know, I'm excited to see that, you know, we might get to see a little bit more of an open playbook from Terrence Graves. We might be able to see the offense get going early. Of course, the major talking point regarding Southern was that they didn't score in the first quarter until the Bayou Classic, which, of course, somehow still managed to get them 9 wins last year. So, hey, good on them. You know, and I predicted them to go 10-2 in the regular season. You know, I'm seeing what the SWAC did with the schedule, where it's basically all SWAC opponents. You know, you do have a couple games there against Fresno that's going to be out of conference. Otherwise, you know, it's all real SWAC teams. So, I mean, you are going to have to play at your level the entire season. And, of course, play up to it when you go and play Fresno in California. But, hey, I'm excited to see what they put together. I am, truly am. And this is something that, you know, doesn't need to be overlooked. 8 players from last year's offense are returning. You are returning 2 running backs. You're returning 3 out of 5 offensive line members. You're returning a very, very qualified tight end in Dupree Fuller. Jalen Woods at the quarterback position. We already talked about him. And Darren Morris as your wide receiver. Man, I really feel confident about how Southern's going to be able to approach this one. I feel like it's going to be an opportunity for them to go in there and play very strong football. And again, on ABC. Why did we take so long to talk about this? This game is on ABC, national television, over the air for the entire country to see. You're going to be truly the premier game, in my opinion, at that time slot. Just looking it up here, you know, to give you all the context of what we're really talking about. You're going up against, in that 6:30 time slot, you got a fun matchup in Hawaii and Stanford, which I'm sure some people will get a kick out of. But, you know, when you think about it in actuality, are you going to watch that? Or are you going to watch 2 premier teams that are pitted at a level which is much more cognitive of and much more compatible with the style of play? You know, it feels like, and, you know, shout out to, you know, the media rights partners and what they decide to put together, that both of these matchups are designed to be the best viewable product, which, yeah, I'm excited about. I hope you all are excited about. Again, North Carolina Central against Southern, MEAC SWAC Challenge in Atlanta, Georgia, playing in the former Turner Field, for those of you who might find the stadium to look a little bit familiar, but then Georgia State moved in, and now it's like a little bit of a Frankenstein's monster of football stadiums, but still fun. Don't give it too much hate. It'll be a great matchup. Again, national audience for both of these teams. Excited to see what comes of it for the both of them, and we'll be keeping you up to date. And of course, I'll give you a little bit more about both of these games, like I said, in True Bayou Sports Media Primetime, coming out tonight if you're watching on Friday, or if you're watching before the game on Saturday, go ahead, you can transfer right into that. Just remember to search True Bayou Sports Media and you'll find all of our content. So without further ado, thanks everybody. Hope you enjoyed the new intro today, a little bit of a new format. Of course, we're always trying to keep things fresh for you here on True Bayou Sports Media. Have a good one. This has been a True Bayou Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True Bayou Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.